The rule, adopted under the previous administration, would force polluters like coal-fired power plants and refineries to reduce their emissions by 3% a year starting next year. Marielle Nanassi is with New Energy Economy, the nonprofit that petitioned for the cap. She says Governor Susana Martinez has actively campaigned against the rule and has replaced the entire EIB with members friendly to the oil and gas industry.
So it would be highly unusual if this all added up to them saving the carbon reduction rule.
Nanassi says if the rule is repealed, New Energy Economy will continue its case in court. She says the rule would create green jobs, but opponents say it would send jobs across state lines and raise electric rates. On the Conservation Beat, I'm Sissel Overgaard, KUNM.